So I'll do another picker. Sometimes we can't help wondering who we are and why we're here, and in the future where it is we'll be. But Krishna gives us everything we need to know and more when we follow his instructions, and we'll see that it's true, we can all become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Yes, it's true, we can all become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Krishna, he is playing on his flute in Vrindavan, tending the calves and walking with his friends. They all go to the forest and engage in childlike play in that transcendental realm that never ends. And it's true, we can all become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Yes, it's true, we can all become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Krishna is the lover of the cowherd girls of Raj, who only long to see him once again. Srimati Radharani is picking flowers as she sings of his glories. This helps mitigate the pain of the separation. Still, it's true, we can all become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Yes, it's true, we can all become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Nanda Maharaj is trading grains within the town, where he will purchase something special for his son. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda heats milk upon the stove, thinking only of her most beloved one. She calls to him, "Now, Krishna, it's time to take your meal. You've been playing with your friends for far too long." And it's true. And it's true. That we all can become lovers of God if we simply give our hearts to him. Got a trick ending.